Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Damien Hampton with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, December 2. The Bureau of Meteorology is warning of increasing storms and persistent flooding across Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria over coming days. A 73-year-old man drowned yesterday after his car was swept off a causeway amid major flooding across southern Queensland. A girl also had to be rescued after jumping into floodwater near Dalby. Severe storms are expected to move into New South Wales today and remain until the weekend. Severe storms are also forecast for Victoria today, bringing the risk of heavy rainfall and flash flooding in parts of the state. Epidemiologist Professor Tony Blakely has told Sunrise the Omicron variant of COVID-19 could be the blessing experts have been waiting for. He says the possibly more infectious but less severe strain of COVID-19 could provide a pathway out of the pandemic by displacing the dominant Delta strain. Blakely warned that it's too early to be sure at this stage, and although Omicron appears to be less dangerous than Delta, the next variant may not be. And the suspect in a Michigan shooting that left 4 people dead and 7 others injured has been identified as 15-year-old Ethan Crumley. He's been arraigned on charges of murder, terrorism and assault, with Oakland County prosecutors announcing Crumley has been charged as an adult. Crumley's attorney entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. However, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald says there's a mountain of evidence, including video and social media posts, and is confident of a conviction. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.